It affects his movements, his speech, his concentration, and every aspect of his life. But it hasn't dimmed his wit. Ben was 22 years old when he was blown up in southern Afghanistan in September 2006. I flew out to Kabul that year to cover the war as a journalist. I lived there for the next 5 years, and I visited the places where Ben fought. Ben was often described as the most seriously wounded soldier to survive the war in Afghanistan. I saw firsthand the staggering advances in battlefield medicine which helped soldiers like Ben survive injuries that would have been fatal in earlier wars. But even by the standards of Afghanistan, Ben's injuries were off the scale. From the moment his friend sliced into his throat to help him breathe, on that bomb-scorched patch of desert, he was pushing the boundaries of what modern medicine can achieve. Throughout his recovery, he has charted new territory. He has constantly surprised and inspired his doctors by setting and achieving goals far higher than they dared imagine. It is a testament to Ben's unshakable determination that he never let his doctor's bleak prognosis limit his soaring ambitions. This is Ben's story, so it is only right that it is written in his voice. But it has been a collaboration. We have drawn on many sources to tell this story in the fullness it deserves. For the things Ben can't remember, his friends, family, colleagues, and carers have shared their memories. Medical notes, news reports, military records, legal papers, and official investigations provided the rest. Some names have been changed to protect the innocent, and sadly, on occasion, to spare the incompetent. In almost every instance, the scenes recorded in this book were recounted by one of the people who was present. In a few instances where that was impossible, some scenes and some dialogue have been reimagined to convey the drama and the personalities involved. This book is Ben and his loved one's account of how he overcame horrific injuries to lead a full and fulfilling life. Ben will tell you that all of us face challenges in our lives, and often they feel insurmountable. But together, we can find the strength to overcome almost anything. He is living proof that it is true. Preface. The landmine that changed my life was probably a green metal drum about the size and shape of my 6th birthday cake. A Victoria sponge, slathered in white icing, which was identical to my twin brother Dan's. I was born in Doncaster, an old mining town in South Yorkshire, on a sunny spring day in 1984. I arrived exactly 14 minutes after Dan did, the original age before beauty. There was never any chance of the nurse mixing us up. We were the opposite of identical. Dan was fair-haired and fair-skinned. As he grew up, he was wiry. I was dark-haired and dark-skinned, and always built like a house. By the time we turned 6, Danny was the competitive one. If he hit you, it hurt. Which was great, because he used to look out for me at school. And most of the time, he saved his fighting at home for our older brother, Philip. I couldn't be bothered to fight. I was always more laid back. We celebrated our 6th birthdays at the newly opened Donny Dome, a concert venue and leisure centre, and the only place in Britain with a split-level ice rink. For a bunch of 30 children from Besseker First School, it was a water park wonderworld, with interlinked pools and brightly coloured water slides, where the lifeguards told us off for running, and we squealed with excitement until we collapsed with exhaustion. Mum and Dad were still together then, and we lived up near the racecourse. It was a happy time, in a happy childhood. In the canteen at the Donny Dome, Mum set the identical cakes out on the